I was doing homework in my room when I got Mom's email. I wasn't shocked. I just figured it would have happened before now. She was filing for divorce number 3. I don't remember number 1. He was my real dad. They split long before I could remember anything about him. Once he left, he never came back. Dad number 2, Hal, was the one I remember the most, and the one still involved in my life. I called him Dad, and still do, even though they divorced a few years ago. Then, there was number 3. Rod was a real loser. What my mother saw in him just baffles me. He was lazy, not particularly good-looking, and one of those people who thought they were funny but were just an annoyance. He tried playing the dad role with me, but it just didn't work. I never had much to do with him. Mom should have stayed married to Hal. He was a kind and gentle man with us who really did love her. I had left just before college and didn't plan on going back. I love my mom, but I just can't handle the guys she brings home. I think she's afraid of being alone, so she hooks up with any guy who shows her affection. It really is kind of sad, but that's Mom for you. I was determined to not repeat her mistakes. I guess that's why the inevitable finally happened. It all started innocently enough, but like anything else, things just went somewhere I did not expect them to. I guess I should explain before I lose you in the narrative. You see, I am in love with Hal. And even more than that, I am also in lust with him. I have wanted him for a while now, and things finally worked into a situation where I could have him. Like I said before, Hal had stayed involved in my life after the divorce. He would take me to dinner or a movie once in a while and always checked on my grades in school. He told me that he would help me pay for college as long as I did well in school. I kept my end of the bargain, and so did he. One Friday afternoon, he stopped by the house to see if I wanted to hang for the evening. He had bought a new 4K TV and rented some movies to watch. I didn't have anything going on, so I agreed. I texted Mom and told her where I was going and left the house with him. I got into his truck, and we headed to his place.
"Any ideas for dinner?"
he asked. "Pizza?" I replied hopefully.
"Why not?"
he said. He called and placed the order as we drove over there to pick it up. We drove to his place and got our pizza and soda before he popped in the first Blu-ray. The movie was funny. And the picture looked fantastic. We watched both movies. Then he got up to take me home. "Is it okay if I stay here tonight?" I asked him. "Mom's working late, and I don't feel like staying there by myself."